Services.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I'm going to add a little caveat at the start of this. I have recorded this a bit early, so if anything's changed, there's been any updates, I've tried to get ahead because I've got a busy couple weeks coming up, so if anything's out of date here, that's why. But we've got a great story for you this week, sent in by Christopher Cameron about an experience he had one evening while out walking around with a friend. It was well worth including the podcast. I thought it was really enjoyable. One a bit of a shorter story, but as we know, it's not the length of the story, how long it is. It's all about the quality and how interesting the story is. And with that in mind, if you have anything you want to share at the podcast, make sure to get in touch, because we've got a heap of stories coming through, but the more we have, the more we push out, essentially, and we've got some really good ones coming up. But for now, let's focus on Christopher's story, which is Fire on the Water. Quite an unusual story, and sometimes it's hard to think where the best place to start. I guess for this one, it's about how I met my friend. We'll call him Kay to keep his identity hidden. Well, me and Kay, we vaguely knew each other for a while, and it's very rare that we talk. However, after a few meetings, we slowly began to have a friendship that blossomed to the point where we exchanged phone numbers and we'd occasionally text each other. And as we got closer and closer, we'd go from occasion to texting each other quite often. But one night in particular, Kay was having a pretty hard time with the people he considered his best friends. And they're essentially at the point where they're telling things like they didn't actually really care about him. Now, he took this pretty hard, so he messaged me around midnight and asked if I'd meet him to go for a walk, just to make sure he didn't do anything stupid. So of course I did, without hesitation. I met Kay at the entrance to the street he lived, and we set off for a walk so we can calm down. We talked about things, and like what his friends were doing and how they treated him. It was a difficult situation, but all the things we spoke about I thought could be worked on with a little effort from both sides. So I guess that was positive. Anyway, we walked down the promenade in the town and got past the houses, the trees, and looked over to the sea towards the lighthouse. That's when we both stopped, shocked by what we were seeing on the water, both unable to process if what it was actually real. Initially, I assumed it was a reflection of the lighthouse on the ocean, but how could it be? The light from the lighthouse was like a pure white color, but this was so orange and red. It looked more like a silhouette of an old Viking boat, but why was it on fire? Kind of unable to process the incident, truly, we decided to keep walking. We were unsure what we could do, if anything. Who would we call? What would we do? Either way, we both agreed that what we'd seen was definitely a Viking boat on fire. But how we were seeing what we'd seen, we didn't know, in all honesty. But we felt we needed to let someone know eventually. So there was a police car driving down the road. We waved down to tell them about the blaze. However, to our dismay, there was nothing when we got back to the waterfront, and they shrugged it off and said, you know, it was just the lighthouse. They were convinced it was just the lighthouse. But this was impossible. There was no way anything could have sunk without a trace in that time either, and we definitely saw something on the water burning. It left us confused, but we finished our walk, and honestly, we barely mentioned it again. If Kay ever figured out what was seen in the ocean that day, he never told me. He never mentioned it again, and nor did I. We then went on to be close friends after this night, but did ultimately lose contact when we moved away. Over the years, I would think about it and finally decide to Google it. I found out that the promenade was used as a trading port for Vikings, and there are many tales of disasters offshore, costing many lives. Despite spending many nights myself looking out for it, I'd never seen this burning boat since, and I hope I never do again. I dread to think the implications of seeing such a thing. Thank you, Christopher, for sending in that story. Very unusual indeed. But listeners, what do you all think? Was it just the lighthouse? Was it the projection of a disaster that previously happened with a Viking ship burning out at sea? It'd be a sad thing if that was true, and very unusual. It's an odd story. I have no explanation, but what I would like you all to do is visit either our Facebook page or our Patreon page and let us know if you think Fire on the Water was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Only Christopher could tell us in all honesty. But that was a very cool story. So thank you for sending it over. A bit of a short one, but like I said, it's not about how long they are. It's about very much the quality. So if you've enjoyed the podcast, make sure to drop us a like and a 5-star review. Those things continue to help us grow. Or just go tell someone to tune in. We're continuing to get more listeners and bigger by the day. So I appreciate you all for listening to this and joining in. And also, if you want to go the extra mile, you can jump over to Patreon, where you can have a listen for as little as a dollar. And at the moment, we have an exclusive Patreon Halloween making of documentary, which is giving you a bit of an insight into how the podcast was made. So you can also check that out right after this if you want to go subscribe. I think that's all from us this week. We'll be back again soon. Make sure to keep sending in those stories. And taking care of yourself. Don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?